As we continue reading in the Gospel of Mark, Mark chapter 6, verse 30, and we'll read through the end of the chapter, verse 56. Mark chapter 6, verse 30, through the end of the chapter. God's people, let's hear now the word of the Lord. It is inerrant, infallible, because it is the word of God Himself. The apostles gathered together with Jesus, and they reported to Him all that they had done and taught. And He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a secluded place and rest for a while." For there were many people coming and going, and they did not even have time to eat. They went away in the boat to a secluded place by themselves. The people saw them going, and many recognized them, and ran there together on foot from all the cities and got there ahead of them. When Jesus went ashore, He saw a large crowd. He felt compassion for them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And He began to teach them many things. When it was already quite late, His disciples came to Him and said, "This place is desolate and it's already quite late. Send them away so that they may go into the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat." But He answered them, "You give them something to eat." And they said to Him, "Shall we go and spend 200 denarii on bread and give them something to eat?" And He said to them, "How many loaves do you have? Go look." When they found out, they said, "Five and two fish." And He commanded them all to sit down by groups on the green grass. They sat down in groups of hundreds and of fifties. And He took the five loaves and the two fish, and looking up toward heaven, He blessed the food and broke the loaves, and He kept giving them to the disciples to set before them. And He divided up the two fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied. And they picked up 12 full baskets of the broken pieces and also of the fish. There were 5,000 men who ate the loaves. Immediately, Jesus made His disciples get into the boat and go ahead of Him to the other side of Bethsaida, while He Himself was sending the crowd away. After bidding them farewell, He left for the mountain to pray. When it was evening, the boat was in the middle of the sea, and He was alone on the land. Seeing them straining at the oars, for the wind was against them, at about the fourth watch of the night, He came to them walking on the sea. And He intended to pass by them. But when they saw Him walking on the sea, they supposed that it was a ghost and cried out, for they all saw Him and were terrified. But immediately He spoke with them and said to them, "Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid." Then He got into the boat with them, and the wind stopped. And they were utterly astonished, for they had not gained any insight from the incident of the loaves, but their heart was hardened. When they crossed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret and moored to the shore. When they got out of the boat, immediately the people recognized Him and ran about the whole country and began to carry here and there on their pallets those who were sick to the place they heard He was. Wherever He entered villages or cities or countryside, they were laying the sick in the marketplaces and imploring Him that they might just touch the fringe of His cloak. And as many as touched it were being cured. And that is God's word. So the disciples, we begin in verse 30, and remember the context. The disciples have gone out preaching that people need to repent and turn to the Lord. They have now come back to Jesus to report what has happened, and the Lord calls them to come and rest and eat. And they went to a secluded place. But everywhere, it's communicated, everywhere they went, people followed them, and they found out where they were because Jesus was with them. And we have the account of the feeding of the 5,000 men. And our Savior Jesus performs the miracle there of taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and feeding all of them, the 5,000 men, plus the women and children who were with them. We learn from the other passages in the other Gospels. And so some 20,000 people in all are here. And of course, we know that after all the people ate, that there were 12 baskets full of the bread crumbs, even though there were 5 loaves of bread. There's 12 baskets full of the broken pieces of bread, but Mark's Gospel actually gives us another detail. There was also leftover fish from the 2 fish. And yet it fed all approximately 20,000 people. And didn't just feed them, it satisfied them, and so they were full. And then, having the disciples go on ahead of him in a boat, our Lord goes and prays to his Heavenly Father. And he performs the miracle of walking on the water while they're in the middle of the sea. And an interesting thing is that he could see from the shore them in the middle of the sea, which only God could do. And he spoke to them when they saw him and they were terrified. And he spoke to them to comfort them and got into the boat, but they could not comprehend in their astonishment who this Jesus is. They did not get the point of the feeding of the 5,000. It is impossible for any man to feed some 20,000 people, we'll just say 5,000 people, with 5 loaves and 2 fish, and then have 12 baskets full of the bread left over and fish left over. They didn't get that what is impossible for man is only possible with God. They were hardened in their hearts to see the reality that this, who they were looking at, who they had been spending their time with, he was the Messiah. If they would have remembered the promises of the Old Testament, they would have seen him. But they had hardened their hearts. They had forgotten that he was the one who even the wind and the seas obey him, and only God commands the winds and the sea. And these miracles he was performing were showing that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, even those who are being healed. We see, thankfully, that they had faith like the woman. Remember, just a few passages ago, who touched the cloak because she had faith that he could heal. And here are many who have faith, but the disciples had forgotten who he was. They were hardened in their hearts. And our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, beloved, is truly the Messiah. He is truly the God-man. The disciples, again, had forgotten that Jesus was the one who even the wind and the seas obey him, and he comes walking on the water. And yet they're astonished, and yet hardened. And if we consider just how close they were to the Savior, they had him for 3 years, present physically with them. And yet they forgot what they saw with their eyes, what they heard with their ears, and all the miracles and all the teachings. Do not think, Christian, that you are above or beyond forgetting. You can forget too, and it's very easy to do. And so this passage reminds us, especially to turn and remind ourselves of the gospel every day. Because there they had the gospel in front of them every day. And yet they still forgot. And they still became hardened in their hearts. And so we must remind ourselves of the gospel every day, to be in His Word daily, that we would not forget Him. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we're thankful for Your Son, Jesus Christ. We're thankful that He is the gospel. That He, You sent, Father, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, glories of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. That You and your son, that he lived a perfect righteous life that we'll hear about in the passage this morning as we consider the sixth commandment. He worked. He won for us. He gained for us the act of obedience that we needed by living a perfect righteous life according to the law of God, according to you, Father. And he died a perfect sacrificial once for all death on the cross. And then rose from the dead 3 days later. We are thankful that we know the words of the gospel. We know the facts of the gospel. And yet, oh, so often, Father, we know that we forget the gospel. That in you and you alone, by your righteousness alone, we have right standing before you. It is not by our own works, it's not by our keeping all your commandments to stay your children as you have adopted us, but by your grace and mercy alone through the righteousness of Christ alone. Not only in his active obedience, but in his passive obedience, his death on the cross. And we remember that now. We ask that you would never let us forget it. And Father calls us to turn from our sin, our hard hearts, our pride, our egos, which like to think that our way is good enough, or that our strength is good enough, or our personal righteousness is good enough. Your Son alone is good enough. Is far beyond good enough. Is infinite enough. Is holy enough. Is righteous enough. Because He, your Son, is holy as you are holy. And we pray that we would be holy as He is holy. That we would hate sin, as we consider this morning. That we would hate murder. The hatred in our hearts, our tongue murder. And that we would hate the devil. And that we would crush him in your Son and by him alone. We pray that the gospel would go forth and many would hear and that Satan would be defeated. You would bring many adopted into your family. Even from amongst our children, from the youngest of our children. Even to those who have gone out and have dishonored you and shamed, brought shame upon your name, and who have rebelled against you. And Father, we pray not only for children, but any here who would not know you. That you would change their heart from stone to flesh and do that work that you alone can do, even as you did with the disciples. If you could do it for them, you surely can do it for us, for all of us. And we ask that you would do so. That you would show covenant mercy, loving kindness. And you show us, though we would be hesitant to ask, we ask that you would show us what really is the wages of our sin. And we have seen it, if we've paid attention, we have seen it time and time before, that the wages of sin is death. For we all, being conceived, were born in sin. And all our bodies will die, unless your Son returns before that. Father, we have seen many die. Many die in their bodies. Many die in their souls. And Father, you alone can change the soul. We can change the body. We can do the plastic surgery or exercise, eat healthy, or eat worse. We can change the body in that way. And yet sin still causes our bodies to die, no matter what we do. And you alone can change the soul by your Holy Spirit and by your Word. And so do your great work today. May this be the day of salvation. And may this be the day that we grow in our sanctification and cleansing of our sin. Father, cause us to put sin to death. Because as we've learned in the last Lord's Day, we desire to conquer the sin that is from being tempted to us by the devil. Let us not do the works of the devil, but conquer him and put those deeds to death. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Mm-hmm.